If I can't get five, then two will do. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business right now.
Long John Hunter from a disc called Swinging from the Rafters, recorded back in 1997. Hunter, for years, worked in a lounge in Juarez, Mexico, right across the border. He had first been turned on to the blues while working in a box factory in Beaumont, Texas. Some friends said, hey, let's go out tonight and hear B.B. King, and John Hunter wasn't sure he wanted to go. By the next morning, he had been bitten by the blues bug and started playing himself shortly thereafter. Before we heard Long John Hunter, we heard Freddie King, another Texan. We heard Freddie from 1961 doing Taking Care of Business, kicking it off with an Elmore James lick, and in some of his part of his break there sounding a whole lot like B.B. King, and that was the reason that Chess Records didn't really want to record him when Freddie was in Chicago in the 50s. They said he sounded too much like B.B. King. Of course, he ended up having his own very fine and unique guitar style. We heard Freddie from 1961. That was about the time that his recording career really took off. He had started recording for Federal Records out of Cincinnati, and his first really successful singles were Have You Ever Loved a Woman and You Gotta Love Her With a Feeling, and then of course his instrumental Hideaway got to number 5 on the R&B charts and was also a pop hit, got to number 29 on the pop charts. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a couple of fine blues guitarists. One of them worked in Freddie King's band towards the end of Freddie's life. We're talking about Smokin' Joe Kubek and his friend Benoist King from a live recording done in Fort Worth back in 2005. Here's Joe Kubek and Benoist King doing a number called Better Be Getting It On.
It's not about a girl, it's about time. How it's running out, this thing called life. What it's all about, my purpose read. And it won't last too long. Well, whatever you're gonna do, hey, you better be getting on. When you're young, you think you got lots of time. One day you wake up, no longer in your prime. Some even say life's just a game. You're dealt a bad hand, playing just the same. Life's gonna be free, and it won't last too long. Well, whatever you're gonna do, hey, you better be getting on.
Thank you.
Emily Gimbel, recorded live at Antone's in Austin, Texas, back on October 1st of 2012. Her rendition of Yes, I've Been Crying, and she was preceded by Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King. From their disc, My Heart's in Texas, we heard from 2005, them doing a number called Better Be Getting It On. That track we just heard with Emily Gimbel was recorded during a fundraiser October 1st of 2012 in Austin. It was a fundraiser to raise money for Lavelle White. She was having difficulties with housing, and a lot of Austin blues artists got together and raised some money for Lavelle. She had been singing for decades, had a few hits over the years, wrote some great blues tunes, and had lived in Austin at this point for about 20 years. Here is Lavelle White from 1996. Lavelle here on KRVS doing a number called Mississippi My Home.
Mississippi. Mississippi, my home. Oh, Mississippi, Mississippi, my home. Well, oh, gonna leave here, 'cause I'm tired. A lot of friends in Texas, this I swear, but the man I love is way back there. I've got to get back to Mississippi, Mississippi. This woman is tired of being alone, and that's right. Mississippi, down on the farm. I went to Louisiana when I was real small. I would ride on my mother's sack while she picked cotton. Thank you.
Floyd Lee along with guitarist Joe Pollock from a disc called Ain't Doing Nothing Wrong. This one came out in 2003. Floyd Lee, many, many years ago, was sort of a substitute guitarist in Jimmy Reed's band when Eddie Taylor wasn't around. For a period of time, Floyd Lee would sit in and back up Jimmy Reed in Chicago. And before we heard Floyd Lee, we heard Lavelle White. We heard Lavelle here on KRVS doing a number called Mississippi My Home. We're going to turn next to Elmore James, one of the most influential electric guitar players on the Chicago blues scene in the 1950s and 60s, from 60, 61, right in that time period. Here is Elmore James doing One Way Out.
Raise your window, baby. I ain't going.
Roy Buchanan from his second album, Roy Buchanan doing a tribute to Elmore James. Back in 1971, there was a public television documentary that called Roy Buchanan the best unknown guitarist in the world. He was an influence on people like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and a number of others, but never really had had much commercial success on his own, which is quite a shame because he was quite a talent. And before we heard Buchanan doing a tribute to Elmore James, we heard Elmore himself from 1960-61. The discographic information is a little unclear about that recording, but he was doing One Way Out, a tune that, if I remember right, Sonny Boy Williamson first recorded. Interesting piece. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, Chubby Carrier will be at the Artmosphere. Also this evening, Modern Jazz Movement plays Blue Dog Cafe. Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at McGee's Landing. Sean and Lance and their band will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr.'s at Imonelli. Wayne Toops will be at La Poussière and Burbridge. Jambalaya plays Randall's tonight. Also this evening, Vermilion Whiskey, Freetown Hounds, and Sideburner will be at Wild Salmon. And Kurt Boudreau plays Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight in downtown Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing. I'm not sure if there are any tickets left for that event. There were yesterday some tickets left, so if you're interested in that particular concert, you might check out the Acadiana Center for the Arts online and see what the availability of tickets might be. Tomorrow morning, Nicole and Zydeco Soul will be at Café des Amis in Brobridge for Zydeco Breakfast. Also tomorrow, Big Deal Burlesque will take place at Artmosphere, and performing there also will be Walker and the Texas Dangers. And Matthew Babineau will be at Blue Dog Cafe tomorrow night. Steve Cohen with Randy Delkam and Robert West. And I'm told Ronnie Weiss may be sitting in. Cohen and his band will be playing at Frankie's Burgers on Jefferson Street. Also, Saturday night, it's acoustic night at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette. There's a Cajun Jam every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. Gino Delafosse will play Pat's Fisherman's Wharf in Brobridge tomorrow night. Jimmy Bro will be at McGee's Landing. High Performance at La Poussière in Brobridge also tomorrow night. Blake Miller and the Vermilion Playboys will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice for the Rendezvous de Cajun, and that, of course, is broadcast live here on KRVS. And the band Catharsis will be at the Wild Salmon. Sunday, David Egan plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Chubby Carrier and his Bayou Swamp Band will be at Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray at Randall's on Sunday. Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters will be at Vermilionville for a Bal de Dimanche from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. And then 7:30 p.m., Alejandro Escovedo will be at Vermilionville. Monday night, every Monday, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. There's also a jam that takes place at the Golden Flamingo Nightclub. Tuesday is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon, and David Egan plays Thursday evenings at Charlie G's. We mentioned the Blind Boys of Alabama playing tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. We're going to listen to a track from their disc Spirit of the Century. It came out in the year 2000. Here they are with John Hammond giving a little assistance on guitar and David Lindley on an oud. The Blind Boys of Alabama.
Shout. a warrior.
My home, but I used to hang around.
Nobody was. Put out a Santa Lady tell book. I said, come here, that's where you at.
Columbus, Mississippi Blues. That was Booker White on guitar and vocals. Before hearing Booker White here on KRVS, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama, along with, again, supporting musicians David Lindley and John Hammond. From their disc, Spirit of the Century, they did a number called Soldier, and they are performing tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in downtown Lafayette. Back now to 1957. Here is Howling Wolf.
Thank you.
Are you gonna wreck my life?
Nineteenth Street Red from a disc called Street Dog. Red doing a number called I Ask for Water, a tune that was first recorded as such as that particular tune back in 1956 by Howling Wolf. The lyrics actually go back to the late 1920s and a Tommy Johnson recording. Before hearing 19th Street Red, we did hear Howling Wolf from 1957. Wolf did Somebody in My Home. Howling Wolf learned to play blues harp from Sonny Boy Williamson after Sonny Boy Williamson. We're talking Sonny Boy II, Alec Miller, his real name. After Sonny Boy Williamson II married Howling Wolf's half-sister. We're going to turn to Sonny Boy next. From 1956, here's Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals with Don't Lose Your Eye.
Despite your fame, I don't want you to lose an eye, man, despite your face. Because the people steady snitching on you, can't hide at no place. If you do wrong, the world is gonna find you out. If you're the wrong doing person, the world gonna find you out. Can't do wrong and get by, and then you're trying to dodge that doubt. If I was you, I'd play fair in anything I do. Anything I do, anytime the people find out that you crooked man did not go do nothing in the world for you. My daddy taught me, since I was a child. Daddy taught me ever since I was a child. Always treat your neighbor right. Be fair with your friends likewise.
Thank you. Let me tell you, mama, what these folks done done. They waking your child from sun to sun. I make so little money to take care of myself. The woman I love, she take care of someone else.
Big Walter Horton on blues harp and vocals, recorded in Chicago back in 1954. And that was a number called Back Home to Mama. Walter Horton was one of the most influential of Chicago blues harp players back during that formative period of the 1950s. He and Little Walter Jacobs, Sonny Boy Williamson, Junior Wells, and James Cotton were sort of the cutting edge on blues harp. But Walter Horton isn't remembered as well as the other great harp players, mostly because he usually worked as a sideman. He didn't act as a band leader that often, and not all that many vocals, I guess, also, although he did have some nice output. We heard Sonny Boy Williamson before hearing Walter Horton, Sonny Boy Williamson II. And we heard Sonny Boy from 1956, also recorded in Chicago. He had Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar backing him up, Otis Spann on piano, Fred Below on drums, actually sort of elements of the Muddy Waters band at the time. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS, we broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web. Our URL is krvs.org, and we are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. And if any of you out there are not members and are considering supporting us, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And we're going to break for the news at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06. And we've got a lot of blues to get to today. And to take us up to news time, the late Sean Costello on guitar. Costello with a cover of a Jody Williams instrumental. Williams recorded this one for the first time back in the 50s. Here's Sean Costello from 2001 with Moaning for Molasses.